Welcome to Sturgeon High School here on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com. Ben Wittenstein with you, Austin Ward next to me. We're going to set for some fun state sectionals action. We'll have a doubleheader today. We'll have the boys first, the girls second. On the boys' side, we'll have the Jamestown Eagles and the Wellsville Tigers. Jamestown comes in at 15-12 after a great district title over the one-seeded Chamoy basketball team. They won that 42-40. Wellsville comes in under 500 into a state sectional at 12-13 on the season, led by second-year head coach Steve Lastman. And they're coming off their first district title win since 2016 after defeating the four-seeded North Shelby Raiders. We've got a fun one. I was able to speak to head coach Jay Thompson for Jamestown and head coach Steve Lastman. You'll be able to hear their comments for this game coming up in just a second. But after this one, we'll have Community and Pilot Grove on the girls' side of the state sectionals bracket. That's sure to be another fun one. So a lot of fun basketball here on Glory 97 for the rest of your night. We appreciate you tuning into our regional radio on your Tuesday evening. We'll take a 90-second break, and we'll be able to hear from Jay Thompson of Jamestown and Steve Lastman of Wellsville. That's all coming up next here on Glory 97 or online at CentralMoInfo.com.
Here on KTCM, previewing the Wellsville-Jamestown state sectional game. Now talking with Jamestown head coach Jay Thompson. And coach, back-to-back district titles for Jamestown. What helped you get it done this time?
I think it was our defense. Our first round, we gave up 50 points, and I was just not impressed with our defensive performance, even though we won the basketball game. So we really came in the next day and watched the film, broke down what we need to do different defensively, and I think that was the overall difference for us beating Prairie Home and Chamoy. As we held Prairie Home to 36 points and Chamoy to 40. I think our defense allows our offense to get going, and we just feed off of it.
Now, you got a bumpy start to the season, losing four of the first five. What helped you kind of turn it around from the start to now being district champions?
Maturity, experience. Over the last 3 years in the past, they haven't ran any man-to-man defense, and that's what I brought in to start doing. And it took that much time to get the hang of it and start to figure things out. We made a lot of silly turnovers being so young. A lot of these guys haven't played in a varsity game, and not only am I asking them to play minutes, but some of them are starting now. And just experience is what changed everything for us.
Talking to Jamestown head coach Jay Thompson, and you have your conference MVP in Clark Rohrbach. Talk about his play and what he why he's been so important for you guys.
His presence on the floor, if he's hitting or not, is just a game changer for us. Say, teams worry about his transition offense. He can get the ball, go up the floor. Most of the time, one-on-three isn't a mismatch for him. He can finish at the rim real well. Defensively, we've put him on a post player. We put him on a guard. He's smart. He's our leader. He's our captain. He makes sure these younger guys stay composed in the big moments. I think that's where he's really grown this year, is his leadership.
Now, Wellsville, a matchup here in the state sectionals. How much do you know about them, and what are going to be some keys for you guys to get the win?
I think it comes back to our defense. I know they're smaller than us, but they're quick and they're real athletic. I think we just need to help a lot, make them beat us from the outside. Christian Snyder, we try to keep him around the rim, give us some rim protection, but limit their transition game and keep the point total lower.
Jamestown head coach Jay Thompson. Coach, thanks so much for joining us for the pregame.
Thank you, Ben.
Here on KTCM, talking now with Wellsville head coach Steve Lastman ahead of their state sectional matchup against Jamestown. And coach, you guys coming off a district title win against North Shelby. What went right for your team in that win?
Well, it was a tough game. North Shelby played great defense. I give Coach Daniels a lot of credit. Their kids played hard. It was a tough game all the way. The final score really is not indicative of the score, the final. Really, it was a close game, 2-3-point game all the way through to the very end. We just made our foul shots at the end. I mean, basically, that's it. North Shelby took us out of our offense most of the game. They played really well. It's a tough game. They're a lot more physical than our kids are. Of course, we don't have football, and it makes a big difference. But we made our foul shots at the end, and basically that's it. Other than that, it was an even game.
Now, at the end of the regular season, you guys lost three of your last four games. Now you've obviously won three in a row through districts. What's been the key to that turnaround in the team's play?
Well, look who we lost to. We lost the state champions. We lost to Bowling Green by 5 or 6 points on their floor, 3A school. We lost to Van Farr, the state champions.
Right.
And we lost to Wright City, a 3A school that is very talented. So, I mean, you have to look at our schedule. That's the reason why we had a losing record. That's why we lost three. We lost three in a row to three very good teams, schools that are three times our size. So I give our kids a bailout on that one. And we actually played well in two of those three. Van Farr was just too good. And they're still very good. But they're district champions too in 2A now. So that's why we lost three in a row. We just played three teams that were, not obviously better than us.
How much do you think playing those really good bigger teams helped you now for this postseason run?
I think it helps us a lot. I wish we played more schools our size because I think at times our kids kind of get beaten down. But I think when you get to districts, I think it really helps our kids because, when we see teams with height, it's a big advantage for the other team. But, in our schedule, we played Montgomery County twice. They go 6'7", 6'5", 6'4". We played Ellsbury, and, they go 6'7", 6'5", 6'4". So I think it helps our kids that by playing really good teams, it makes us, I think, a better defensive team. And I don't think it really helps us much on offense, but I think it really helps our kids to get better on defense because if we don't, we're going to get killed. So I think it really has helped our kids defensively.
Talking to Wellsville head coach Steve Lastman ahead of their game against Jamestown. And Jamestown, at least according to Misha, is a team that Wellsville hasn't played in the last decade. How much do you know about them, and what are you expecting from this game?
Well, they're playing very well right now. They beat a Chamoy team that is very good. They got a few players that are scoring. And they have one player who's scoring in the mid-20s. And they have some height and a good point guard. What I've heard about them, they're a good ball club and they're used to winning. I mean, that's the big thing. These kids have been very successful at the junior high level. And of course, last year, their team, I think, won 23 games. So the thing about Jamestown, they're well coached and they got kids that are used to winning. And that makes a big difference.
What are going to be some keys for you to get the win?
Well, again, we get back to we got to be able to rebound. North Shelby punished us on the boards, and we were lucky to get that game at the end when we made our foul shots. But rebounding-wise, North Shelby punished us, and this, again, is going to be one of those deals where if we can rebound and we can keep the other team from shooting two or three shots at a time, I think we can be right in the game. We just got to be able to rebound. And, of course, our problem is our post is 5'10", and our tallest kid is 6 foot. So this is the thing we have to work on blocking out tomorrow night to have a chance to win this game.
Wellsville head coach Steve Lastman. Coach, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for calling, Ben.
And welcome into Sturgeon High School. Once again, getting set for this state sectional matchup between Jamestown and Wellsville. Ben Wittenstein with you, Austin Ward next to me. Want to thank a couple of our sponsors for helping make this broadcast possible. Prairie View MFA Agri-Service of Ladonia, Martinsburg, Mexico, Montgomery City and Vandalia, Midmo Truck and Trailer Parts of Mexico, Wellsville, Middletown, R1 of Wellsville, Aaron Steel and Welding Supplies Incorporated of Columbia, George Schaefer Trucking of Martinsburg, and Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. Going through some of the starters here, we'll start with the Wellsville Tigers. Again, 12-13 on the season, led by head coach Steve Lastman. They're going to start the 5'10 sophomore Clayton Ebers, the 6 foot junior Dennis Hunt, the 5'10 senior Ben Burton, who also leads Wellsville in scoring with 13 points a game. The 6 foot sophomore Mitch Canterbury, who's number 23, And Keaton Mays, the 5'9 freshman, will round out the top five. Also leads this team in rebounding with a little more than 6.5 rebounds a game. For the Jamestown Eagles, 15-12 on the year, led by head coach Jay Thompson. They will start the 5'11 sophomore Tristan Jones. The 6'5 junior Christian Snyder leads the team in rebounds, averages a double-double this season at 12 points, 11 rebounds a game. 6'2 junior Clark Rohrbach, who is the leading scorer for Jamestown at just over 18 points a game. 5'11 sophomore Cole Higgins and 5'11 sophomore Mac Sorrells. Want to welcome you listening here on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com. Ben Wittenstein, Austin Ward next to me for a fun state sectionals matchup here from Sturgeon High School. And the tip is won by Wellsville, and they move right to left to start this one wearing their black road uniforms and yellow lettering. Coming in at 12-13, a backdoor find. Dennis Hunt, left side layup, good for the junior. And Wellsville on the board first. Jamestown moving it left to right, wearing their home white uniforms and blue lettering. They're the home team on the scoreboard. Left elbow is Clark Rohrbach, the CCAA MVP, the conference MVP this season, with 18 points a game. On the right wing is Jones, the sophomore distributor for this Jamestown squad. On the right wing, Cole Higgins. Now back up top, it goes to Snyder. Up top, Higgins. He angles to the right side, passes it up top, Sorrells. Swings it left wing for Tristan Jones. Lob pass inside, Rohrbach to the basket. Easy layup, but he missed it too hard, and the rebound, Wellsville.
That's a tough miss. It was a pretty easy shot right on the basket.
A minute in, 2-0 Wellsville. It's the Tigers' ball moving right to left. Up top is Keaton Mays. The freshman hands it off to Ebers. Ebers over to the right side. He'll hand it back off to Ben Burton. Into the left wing it goes. Mitch Canterbury swings it right side for Ebers. Step back three on the way. Slow shot. It hits the heel, and the rebound goes to the Eagles. Jamestown likes to run. They do here. Rohrbach swerving inside. Goes up and gets fouled. And the junior going to the line for two shots. Wearing a taped up right ankle. Coming off a 14-point game in the district championship that saw Jamestown beat the one seed Chamois 42-40. And he sinks his first free throw. 50% shooter from the foul line. Don't forget, after this one, we'll have Community and Pilot Grove on the girls' side. Fun doubleheader of basketball from state sectionals here from Sturgeon as Rohrbach hits the second. Two all, 6.5 to play here in the first quarter. Wellsville ball as they hit the first shot. Now all tied up at two. Left wing is Dennis Hunt. Up top to Ebers. Down the right side of the lane. Kicks it out. Burton three off the heel. No, the rebound, Rohrbach. And he likes to run in transition. Doing it right now. One-on-one to the basket. Right side layup too hard. Offensive rebound goes to Snyder. Put back. No, gets his own rebound. Pumps. Now goes up and has an easy layup. And he is going to be an issue for Wellsville at 6'5", averaging a double-double this season, Austin.
Yeah, I was going to say that this Wellsville team, it's going to largely, they're going to need to block out Christian Snyder for sure. You heard Lastman in the pregame mention the size discrepancy they face. Christian Snyder, 6'5", is going to be a force for Jamestown tonight.
Hunt missed the basket. Rohrbach down the other way, and he gets fouled on a layup attempt, and they're going to say it was on the ground. And it will remain with Jamestown on the block foul. That's the first foul on Clayton Ebers, second team. Baseline inbound for Jamestown. Inbound goes to Higgins on the left wing. Up top, Rohrbach. Swings the right wing for Sorrells. Lobs it inside. Snyder, an easy layup for Christian Snyder. And a quick timeout called by Steve Lastman of the Wellsville Tigers. 6-2. Jamestown ahead 4 here in the state sectionals on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com. Back here from Sturgeon High School, 6-2 is the Jamestown lead over Wellsville here in the state sectionals. Ben Wittenstein and Austin Ward with you. 5.5 to go after a Wellsville timeout. Tigers moving it right to left, trying to find some points after scoring first in this matchup, but it's been Christian Snyder for Jamestown who's really been giving Wellsville fits down low. Three from Hunt for the corner is good. Dennis Hunt, one of the best three-point shooters on Wellsville at 37%, brings the Tigers down to within one. 6-5 is Jamestown lead. It's the Eagles ball as they move it left to right. On the right wing is Higgins. He tries to bounce it inside Snyder, and a foul called, and it's an offensive foul on Snyder. His first personal, team's first. And this is someone, you said it during the break, Austin, he's going to give Wellsville fits down low at 6'5".
Yeah, and if not for that offensive foul, that's two straight possessions. He caught the pass behind the defender, and he's definitely a size mismatch could be a problem for this Wellsville team.
Wellsville head coach Steve Lastman said he's going to be the main focus on the defensive side of the ball for Wellsville. Tigers have it up top as Hunt hands it off to Ebers. In the lane he goes, loses it, gets it back, kicks it right back out for Canterbury. Up top back to Ebers, down the right side of the lane, spins to the basket, puts it up with the right hand. Athletic move by the sophomore. And Wellsville takes the lead 7-6 with 4.5 to play in the opening quarter.
That's an impressive spin move to get down into the lane and avoid traffic. You're going to have to find innovative ways to get through this size discrepancy, but Wellsville found a way there.
Rohrbach corner three short, but the follow from Snyder right there to put it back. Snyder now with 6 points, and it's 8-7. Jamestown takes the lead right back with 4:15 to play in the first.
You got to block him out, but that's a lot easier said than done.
Left wing it goes for Hunt. Up top, Ebers. He's been the main source of offense so far for Wellsville. Coming off their first district title since 2016. Up top, Mays, the freshman, kicks it right wing for Canterbury. To the basket, right side layup. No, but a foul called.
And I think that one's going to be on Snyder, too. So if you can get him in foul trouble.
And it is. Yeah, two fouls already for the big man. Check that. It's Ben Burton to the free throw line. The senior's first free throw up and in.
You have to think getting him on the bench is definitely a huge advantage for Wellsville.
Yeah, and Travis Barber has to check in. The freshman will take the 6'5 junior spot. So Jamestown losing some height. Barber only at 6'1. He's normally the sixth man for Jamestown. So the first one off the bench as Burton misses the second free throw. Offensive rebound, Hunt. Right side, high layup, missed, long rebound, Jamestown. And a whistle and a foul. This is going to go against Dennis Hunt on the push. We're all tied up at 8 with 3:49 to play here in the first. And it'll be a inbound for the Eagles. That'll be Hunt's first and team's third. Good showing by both of these schools' fans. Almost an hour away by both teams to come here. But the Sturgeon Gym packed to the top of the stands here. Jamestown left to right, Rohrbach in the corner, and the ball moves around the arc to the right wing, Jones. Jones looks inside, now swings it left for Higgins, into the corner, Rohrbach, lobs inside, Barber, left of the lane, goes up, blocked, but back into the hands of Jones. Lobs it, inside, layup missed, and the rebound goes to Wellsville. Here come the Tigers.
You have to think that missing Christian Snyder was already felt there, because 9 times out of 10, Snyder probably makes that shot that was just attempted.
Inside, pass goes to Mays. Back to the basket for the freshman as he kicks it back out for Burton. Circles left baseline, goes to the basket. High jump pass into the right wing. Hunt, three from him, bouncing on the rim. Bouncing and now dropping. Hunt has 8 points. It's 11-8 as Wellsville goes up three.
I think this Wellsville team, their success is going to be highly predicated on how they do from the perimeter with the size discrepancy they face.
Corner three, Soros knocks it down.
And that's a heck of a response for Jamestown.
And we're all tied, 11-11 with 2:35 to play. This is fun back and forth right now. Left wing Canterbury, up top it goes to Ebers. Swings it right side for Burton, now left wing for Canterbury. Free throw line pass, Mays tipped from behind, but back in the hands of Burton at the midcourt line. Angles to the right wing, he leaves it off for Ebers. Now left wing Hunt. Up top Canterbury, pumps, attacks, stops, kicks it left wing for Ebers. Trying to get a pass up top, tipped away and stolen. Jones, breakaway, left side, scoop layup, good. A bad pass from Ebers leads to points on the other side for Jamestown. They're now up 13-11 with 2 minutes to play in the first. Left wing Canterbury into the corner for Ebers. Skip pass, right wing, and Jones Hunt launches a three. No good, rebound, Jamestown. And it's Rohrbach on the board. He likes to run again. Weaves his cross midcourt to the basket, layup, no. He got it, but a charge called.
Yeah, it's a pretty good call from the official there. Good to set the screen. I didn't see who took the charge, but good overall basketball. Good job to take down from Wellsville. Not an easy one to take either.
And Rohrbach gets tagged with the foul. His first personal, team's third. We're now under two to play in the first. It's 13-11. Jamestown the lead. Wellsville the ball, moving it right to left. Up top is Burton. Now into the left corner, Ebers pumps the pass, hands it off to Burton on the left wing. He'll dribble back up top, swinging it right wing for Hunt. Into the corner, Canterbury. Now back it goes to Burton. Ball movement really good right now for Wellsville. Right wing, Canterbury open for three. It's the heel. Offensive rebound almost into the hands of Mays, but it gets into the hands of Barber for Jamestown. Hands it off for Jones, the sophomore over the timeline. Swings it right wing for Higgins. Now back to Jones, left wing, into the corner, Barber. Jones left wing, right wing it goes for Higgins. Back to Jones straight away. He'll reset the offense with a minute to play in the first. Barber, right corner. Inside goes for Rohrbach, and he gets bumped, but goes up, and an easy layup for the junior. 15-11. Jamestown, the four-point lead with 45 seconds here in the first. Burton looks toward the sidelines to his head coach, Steve Lastman. Hands it off, Ebers. Down the right side of the lane. Layup, yes, and the foul.
That was a pretty pass, and even prettier of a finish. Plus, he picked up a foul. It was a really good play.
Ebers is aggressive on the attack. And he's shooting one free throw. He shoots 58% from the foul line. First free throw is good. 15-14. Wellsville back down to only one. Eagles ball as they move left to right. 30 seconds remaining here in the first. Right wing it goes for Sorrells. Ball moves around to Higgins, left wing. Back up top for Jones. Sorrells right wing. 2-3 Wellsville zone, moving with the ball. Jamestown trying to hold on to it here to end the first quarter. They have the lead. They can extend it here. Sorrells right wing. Back up top for Jones. Back to Sorrells. Back to Jones. Jamestown trying to avoid a turnover. Into the corner. Sorrells, 3 with 8 seconds. Too hard. Rebound Wellsville. Outlets to Ebers with 3. Over the timeline with 2. With 1. Nowhere to go. And he doesn't even get a shot off. He tries to pass it off. Didn't see the clock. And we'll go to the first quarter break. 15-14, Jamestown, the one-point lead. And we'll be back in 60 seconds here on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com. Starting the second quarter from Sturgeon High School, it's a 15-14 Jamestown lead over Wellsville. Ben Wittenstein with you. Austin Ward next to me. It'll be Jamestown ball to start the second as they move it left to right. Into the corner, Max Sorrells, 3 is good. And that puts Jamestown back ahead by 4. On the other end for Wellsville, spinning in the lane as Burton gets up a layup, but he traveled. And the ball back to Jamestown.
He just got a little too ahead of himself there, but I like the idea and play action from Wellsville is to keep the pace moving quick. Don't let Jamestown settle and celebrate for a three-pointer. They were quick on the transition, just traveled.
Jamestown has Christian Snyder back into the game. 2 quick fouls in the first quarter as a 3 from the left wing from Higgins goes too hard, and the rebound Wellsville. But Snyder is someone who is going to give Wellsville fits down low. Already 6 points. The 6'5 junior is that big presence down low. Right wing is Hunt for Wellsville. To the basket. Scoop layup too hard. Rebound into the hands of Clark Rohrbach for Jamestown. He'll hand it off to Higgins, who brings it up the right side. Leaves it for Jones. Kicks it left wing. Sorrells now swings a pass right wing for Higgins. Back up top it goes for Jones. Sorrells inside Snyder. Blocked from behind by Hunt. Ball loose and a push foul on Jamestown on the way.
That's an incredible block by Hunt on that play.
The 6-foot junior Dennis Hunt getting up and blocking the 6'5 junior Christian Snyder from behind. That foul called on Clark Rohrbach, Jamestown's best player. That's his second personal. Team's 5th with 6:50 to play here in the second quarter. It's an 18-14 Jamestown lead. Wellsville has it moving right to left. Ebers at the foul line. Kicks it back out for Canterbury. Swings it right wing. Hunt back up top. Ebers, the sophomore, swings it left wing for Burton. He attacks left of the lane. Goes up. Blocked by Snyder. But back in the hands of Canterbury left side. Spins. Goes up through a double team. Snyder another block. But Ebers gets it this time. Another chance for Wellsville. They cannot go inside to the 6'5". Christian Snyder right now, 2 consecutive blocks. Left corner Hunt triggers a 3, off the rim, no. Rebound tipped out of bounds, last touch Wellsville. And Jamestown will get it back up 4, 18-14 with 6:18 to play in the half.
Yeah, Christian Snyder, that possession proved that he is by far the tallest competitor on the floor right now. 2 blocks, incredible.
Averaging a double-double this season, 12 points, 11 rebounds. He scored in double figures 9 of his last 10 games. Here's Jamestown with it left to right. Eagles up 4. On the right wing is Sorrells. Open for 3. Too hard. And rebound for Ebers for Wellsville. Up the right side of the court comes the sophomore. 11 points a game for him. Hop steps in the lane. He'll kick it back out. Canterbury. Left wing for Burton, the leading scorer for Wellsville at 13 a game. He got his 1,000th career point a couple weeks ago as well. Hunt foul line, kicks the left corner, Ebers. He'll drive left baseline and kick it back out. Open is Canterbury in the lane. It gets poked away and stolen by Jamestown. Warbach on the steal. 2-on-1, right side to the basket. Layup, no. Snyder the rebound. Put back is good. And that 1-2 punch from Jamestown is what's made them so dangerous this season. And a timeout call by Wellsville. A 30-second timeout. 20-14. Jamestown by 6 with 5:23 to go here in the second quarter. We'll take it with them and be back on the other side here on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com. Out of the timeout, it's 20-14. Jamestown the 6-point lead with 5:15 to play. It's Wellsville's ball right to left out of the timeout. Up top is Burton. Swings it to Ebers on the left wing. Right wing it goes to Isaac Seabaugh, who newly checked into the ball game. Left baseline, Burton to the basket through traffic. An easy layup for the senior. He's got 4 and brings it back down to a 4-point Jamestown lead with under 5 to play. Ben Wittenstein and Austin Ward with you here on Glory 97, our first game of a doubleheader here in the state sectionals. Jamestown has that 4-point lead. Inside pass, Barber to the basket. No, gets his own rebound. Put back, falls. 22-16.
You've got to credit Wellsville. They're playing really good defense. It's just that size mismatch that they have is allowing Jamestown to grab those offensive boards, get the putbacks in, and there's not much they can do.
And it's not like they didn't expect it. Head coach Steve Lastman told me pregame size is going to be an issue. Long three from Hunt. Missed it long, and the rebound, Snyder. The rebound is a big focus for Wellsville. They didn't do too well against North Shelby in the district championship, but they were able to pull through by 2. And that was a big focus for them coming into this game, especially with that height disadvantage. Inside pass, Snyder. He'll try to hand it off to Barber, but it gets poked out of bounds by Keaton Hayes for Wellsville. Remains with Jamestown. A baseline inbound upcoming for them. As checking in for Jamestown will be Cole Higgins. He'll get Sorrells with 4:03 to play here in the first half. It's a 22-16 Jamestown lead. Inbounder Barber. Up top it goes to Jones into the corner. For Higgins, back to Jones up top. Now back to Higgins on the right wing. 3-2, Wellsville zone. 3 on the way from the left wing from Warbach. No, and it takes a high bounce on the other side of the backboard and a turnover back to Wellsville. Your officials for tonight's game, Wayne McPike, Brent Rich, and Clint Paulson. Great squad here as they get rewarded doing some of these state sectionals for what they did during the regular season. A push foul down low on Jamestown. It'll be on the ground. And a baseline inbound incoming for Wellsville. They are going to call this one on Barber. That's his first personal and team's 6th. So the next foul for Jamestown will be a 1-1 for Wellsville. Tigers inbounding left to the own basket. Bouncing out right wing to Hunt. Ball moving around the arc into the left corner for Burton. Bouncing it left to the lane. Mays back to the basket. Now he curls in and a whistle. And a travel call down the freshman. And Jamestown gets the ball back up 22-16.
Tough break. He could have done enough minus that travel to catch Snyder for his 3rd foul. Would have been huge for Wellsville, but just tough luck on the travel.
Under 3.5 to play in the first half. Jamestown with a 6-point lead and the ball moving it left to right. On the drive is Jones. Floater in the lane. Nobody got bumped and fouled. And now to the free throw line will be the 5'11 sophomore Tristan Jones. He shoots 49%. From the free throw line this season.
He definitely took a bump from Seaball. It's kind of an unnecessary foul. It wasn't really a high percentage shot he took, and to take that bump, it may not matter as he misses the first free throw, but that's probably one you want to pass up with the contact for Seaball.
Jones named an honorable mention in the conference season awards this year as he hits his 2nd. One of those second guys that allows a ball handler on the court for Jamestown along with Warbach. Wellsville with it right to left, now down 23-16. On the right wing is Burton. Up top for Hunt, now left wing Ebers. Ebers trying to penetrate, still on the arc, behind the back dribble, spins left of the lane, goes up, blocked by Snyder. A 3rd block of the day for Snyder, and he's fouled by Mays on the steal attempt. Man, he is just so dangerous down low. And you said it may be good for Wellsville to try to go at him, but right now he's doing a great job kind of creating that space between his body and the offensive player, and he's just so tall. He gets his hand up and gets a block without a foul.
And credit to Ebers for fighting through the contact and not being afraid to dribble into traffic, but just going up a against a 6'5 brick wall pretty much in Christian Snyder. A lot easier said than done.
That foul called on Keaton Mays, his first team's fifth. And it's Jamestown ball. Rohrbach foul line. He gets tripped up, but a travel call. Could have been a foul on the trip, but the official said Rohrbach traveled, so the ball back to Wellsville. Already down seven with 2:40 to play in the first half. It'll be Mays across the timeline. Now to Burton, left wing. Burton driving left side underneath the basket. Tiptoes the baseline, and he did not tiptoe the baseline. He stepped out of bounds. Jamestown the ball back, and right now Wellsville in a funk offensively.
Yeah, and Hunt ended up finishing on that three-point shot that he took behind the perimeter, but he stepped out of bounds on the baseline, so it doesn't matter.
Inside Rohrbach, floater from 10, knocks it down easily. And a timeout called by Wellsville. 2:22 to play in the second, 25-16. Wellsville has only scored 2 points in this quarter. We'll take a break and be back with more in 60 seconds on Glory 97. .219 remaining here in the second quarter. Ben Wittenstein with you. Austin Ward next to me. 25-16 is the Jamestown lead, but for Wellsville, Ebers goes backdoor and catches the lob layup and puts it in. 25-18, Jamestown by seven. It's the Eagles ball moving it left to right. Winner goes on to the state quarterfinals. Inside pass, Rohrbach layup bouncing around and in. And Rohrbach at 6'2", he's usually a guard for this Jamestown team, but he can play down low as well. We see it right there with his post move. And he makes it back to a 9-point Jamestown lead, 27-18. Ebers pass inside to a cutting Burton, ball loose and taken away. Rohrbach on the steal. He'll lead the charge left to right. Right side to the basket he goes and kicks it back out. Open for three is Higgins off to the left. Snyder the offensive rebound. Kicks it back out. Jones swings it left side. Sorrell open for three. Bouncing off the rim, no. Ball tipped around Snyder. Another offensive rebound. Put back, no. Rebound loose. Rohrbach put back, no. Snyder offensive rebound. Put back, yes. Oh, my goodness. Christian Snyder brushing off the shoulders there. 29-18. Jamestown up, and he's at the line for an and one.
And a frustrating thing for Wellsville there, aside from not getting the defensive rebound, obviously. There's not much they could have done in that situation.
Missed the free throw, rebound tracked down by Wellsville. Jamel Mahaney checked into the game for Wellsville, and it's on the drive. Ebers, he missed a layup short, and the rebound goes to Jamestown. 29-18, its lead with 60 seconds to play.
Hunt was open left corner. Ebers just didn't see him.
Up top is Snyder, lobs it inside, Rohrbach to the basket, he goes right side layup, miss, gets his own rebound, put back, no, gets his rebound again, put back, no, but a foul coming. Mahaney fronted him in the post, and Snyder was just able to lob it over Mahaney to Rohrbach, who was right underneath the basket and was able to get a couple offensive rebounds, but the rebounding has been incredible for Jamestown here at the end of the first half. At the line is Clark Rohrbach, the conference MVP, missed his free throw short. And in is Travis Barber, and he'll get Snyder. He'll get a nice round of applause from the Jamestown faithful who made the trip here up to Sturgeon. Smart move, too, by head coach Jay Thompson to sit Snyder as the second free throw miss. Snyder already with two fouls and don't want to get in foul trouble here at the end of the first half. Burton in the lane. Pumps, goes up from five, missed it, gets his own rebound, and a whistle and a tie-up called. Arrow favors Wellsville.
And especially with Snyder on the bench for most likely the remainder of this half. This is really big possession here from Wellsville. Try to get this within single digits before the halftime break.
29-18, Wellsville down 11. 37 seconds to play. A baseline right inbound for the Tigers. Up top, Ebers swings it to Mahaney, right wing. Into the corner, Burton looks to the post. And this time he finds Mays underneath the basket. Bounces it left wing, Hunt. Three for him, no. Long rebound goes to Jamestown, but a tie-up as Tristan Jones gobbled it up. Now the arrow favors the Jamestown Eagles. And Rohrbach will check back in. He'll get William Leeser. Jones will saunter across midcourt with a right-hand dribble. Crossing over Burton. Left side it goes Rohrbach. Right wing Jones trying to bounce it to Rohr. Back. It's taken away. Ball loose. Ends up in the hands of Ebers with five, with four. Ebers at the foul line with three. He kicks it to Burton. Three at the buzzer. No, too long. And that'll do it for half number one. 29-18. Jamestown with the lead. They outscore Wellsville 14-4 in that second quarter to take the lead at the half. We'll take a break and be back with more here from Sturgeon High School on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com. Halftime here at Sturgeon High School. 29-18 is the Jamestown lead over Wellsville. Ben Wittenstein with you here at half as we go over some first half statistics. Want to thank some of our sponsors, Prairie View MFA Agri-Service of Ladonia, Martinsburg, Mexico, Montgomery City, and Vandalia, Midmo Truck and Trailer Parts of Mexico, Wellsville, Middletown, R1 of Wellsville, Aaron Steele and Welding Supplies Incorporated of Columbia, George Schaefer Trucking of Martinsburg, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online, Samaritan Hospital of Macon, and Seidenstrickers, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. We'll check the Jamestown stats first. They are led in scoring right now by Christian Snyder. The junior has 9 points, and he has been phenomenal down low for this Jamestown team. Wellsville really just does not have an answer for it. Clark Rohrbach with 8, Sorrells with 6, Barber with 2, and Tristan Jones with 3 of his own. On the Wellsville side, Dennis Hunt with 8, Clayton Ebers with 7, Ben Burton with 4, and those have been all the scores for Wellsville. Really, Wellsville only plays about 6, maybe 7 deep. We've seen Isaac Seba, the freshman. We've seen a little bit of Jamel Mahaney as well. We have yet to see from Adam Shaw, the senior, but really 7 deep. Jamestown can go about 7, 8, maybe even 9 if they had to. And so certainly they're outmatched there. They're outmatched height-wise as well. Christian Snyder just doing work down low. He has gotten, we're not keeping track of the rebounds, but he had a stretch where he had 3 offensive rebounds in a row and a putback for an and-one. Just phenomenal down low on the boards. Wellsville struggling to box him out. We'll take another break, be back, and look forward to our next game, the Community Pilot Grove girls game. And we'll talk to about that and what to expect and more. It's all coming up next here on Glory 97. Halftime here from Sturgeon High School. 29-18 is the Jamestown lead over Wellsville. Austin Warren with me, Ben Wittenstein with you. You were able to just talk to Bob Curtis. You'll be able to hear his pregame interview coming up at the end of this game, because coming up we'll have Community and Pilot Grove. What are you expecting from that one?
It should be interesting, because, and this is something that he mentioned, and you'll hear when we do that pregame, is that oftentimes with these sectional games, you meet teams that you don't know a lot about, you're unfamiliar with. Well, Pilot Grove and Community in the same conference as CAC, and they know a lot about each other. There's no secrets, and that makes it tough, especially going against a team for a third time that you've already beat twice in the season. It's very hard to beat the same team 3 times in one season, and it's going to be tough. I expect hopefully a hard-fought game, and like you said, there's not going to be any secrets. They're not going to catch each other by surprise, and should make for an intriguing matchup.
For this one, as the teams huddle up on their respective benches, I mean, what does Wellsville have to do to try to answer Christian Snyder's height? That's very difficult to do.
You know, I don't dislike what they've been doing. It's just they haven't been able to finish and convert. I think if there is any way, which, again, this is a lot easier said than done, but if there's any way you can get Snyder for his 3rd foul early on here and make him at least think about it a little bit, then you could get him on the bench if you get it to him early enough. But they're not afraid to attack the paint, which for a team with an obvious size disadvantage is encouraging to see. They're not afraid to go down there. They've worked fine around the perimeter. Their shots just haven't fallen. It's still a very manageable game for Wellsville, but with that said, it's a lot easier said than done, because Jamestown, the obvious size advantage, and playing really well.
Starting the second half, it's a 29-18 Jamestown lead over Wellsville. It's the Wellsville's ball now, moving left to right, wearing their visiting black uniforms in yellow lettering. Up top is Keaton May. Swings it right wing for Ben Burton. On the drive, Burton to the basket, right side through traffic, scoops up the layup and in off the window. He's now got six and makes it back down to a single-digit Jamestown lead. Right to left go the Eagles. Their white home jerseys, blue lettering Eagles across the chest. Right wing three, Higgins wide open, missed it long. Snyder soars for the rebound, offensive rebound. Left wing Sorrells. Now to Rohrbach. Back to Sorrells' left wing, and he'll reset straight away. Snyder's really just been the pain in the side for Wellsville. His rebounding has been phenomenal. Left wing Sorrells lobs it, Snyder. Right block goes up. No contest. And an easy layup for the 6'5 junior. He now has 12 points, and it's 31-20 back to an 11-point Jamestown lead a minute here into the third quarter.
And that's the frustrating thing, is there's really nothing you can do if you're Wellsville. I mean, even if you box him out, he's basically 5 inches taller than the majority of Wellsville's team, and there's just really not much you can do.
Ebers working the right side to the basket. He got through a double team through a nice pump fake, and he gets the basket for Wellsville, 31-22.
And one of those players he worked through was Snyder, so that's really encouraging to see.
6.5 to play here in the third quarter. Winner of this one moves on to play the winner of Slater and Linn County. A three from the right wing, missed by Jones, and the rebound tracked down on the near side by Hunt. Here comes Wellsville. Down nine, Burton left of the lane, goes up, off the window and in with the left hand. And that's going to force a timeout. Jay Thompson for Jamestown wants to stop a small run by Wellsville, 31-24. Down to a 7-point Jamestown lead. 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it here. And Austin, the winner of this one, goes on to play as winner of Slater and Linn County. And right now it's Scott Lunte on the call for that one in Chillicothe. And he wants to report that it's a 32-24 Slater lead at halftime. So right now Slater with the lead. So the winner of that one would take on the winner of Slater and Linn County. Fun one tomorrow for us as well. We travel down 63 to go to Jeff City for the Cairo games. Both the boys and girls won their district titles. Cairo boys playing Iberia, the Cairo girls playing Eugene. And Austin and I will have the call from Elias High School from Jeff City. Looking forward to that one. Out of the timeout with 6:13 to play here in the third. It's a 31-24 Jamestown lead. Jamestown ball moving it right to left. Right wing is Higgins. Left all alone. Up top, Rohrbach. Conference MVP swings a left wing for Sorrells. Back up top, Higgins. He's open, but doesn't take the shot. Sorrells pumps, now attacks. Finds a cutting Rohrbach in the lane. Flips up a layup and in. Nonchalant was the junior with that layup. He's got 10. And it's back to a 33-24 lead. And Wellsville throws it away on the other side. Rohrbach, the steal. One-on-one, breakaway, left side. And he's met at the rim by Ebers and fouled. Free throws on the way from the junior Rohrbach.
I definitely think that was a good timeout to take for Jay Thompson when he did, because I believe, unless I missed one early, that was Wellsville's first miss of the half. And to stop them on that run that they started out with, it's one of the main things you needed to do.
Rohrbach sinks his first. Mays checks out. And Adam Shaw's first appearance of the game checks in for Wellsville. Rohrbach free throw off to the left and the rebound for Hunt. Here come the Tigers. Now down 10, 5:35 to play in this third quarter. Burton right wing hands it off back for Canterbury. Left wing Hunt, up top Ebers, down the right side of the lane, to the basket, a foul, and the basket! Lowering his shoulder was Ebers. A little bit late on the basket, but the officials say it counts, and he's going to the line for one more. That foul called on Sorrells, his second personal, team's first. Jay Thompson wants to talk to one of these officials. Didn't think that continuation should have counted. They said it did as the free throw up and in for Ebers. He's got 12.
Yeah, how about that, Ben? Just 4 points for Wellsville in the second quarter, already with 9 coming out of this half. Much better offense coming out for Wellsville.
Rohrbach throws it away in the lane, the steal by Shaw. And the outlet goes to Burton up the right side of the court, left to right for Wellsville. Up top for Ebers. He's been hot. Into the corner, Hunt. Now Burton left wing. He attacks, kicks it back to Hunt left wing. He'll curl inside the paint, hop step to the basket, layup short, and rebound Rohrbach for Jamestown. Across the timeline, he bumps Ben Burton, and a foul called. They're going to call this one on Adam Shaw. That'll be his first and team second. 4:55 to play here in the third, 34-27, Jamestown lead. It'll be the Eagles' ball near sideline inbound right in front of the scores table in front of us here at Sturgeon High School. Higgins has it on the right wing. Ball above his head. Fans pass up top. Sorrell straight away. Three off front iron. Ball tipped on the rebound. And a foul is called on Dennis Hunt from behind. And that will be his third personal team's third. We'll see if head coach Steve Lastman has to take him out. Hunt with 8 points as a baseline inbound for Jamestown. Higgins on the curl to the right wing. Up top, Warback. Swings a pass left wing, Sorrells into the corner and goes for Jones. Jones one arms it up top back to Higgins. Now back to Warback in the wing. 4.5 to play. Jamestown holding on to the 34-27 lead. Sorrells straight away three. No. Rebound goes to Hunt. He'll hand it off to Ebers. Pass across the timeline. Burton up the left side to the wing. Steps into a 3-point shot and it rolls in.
That's a huge shot. And that just goes to show how much confidence Wellsville has coming out of halftime.
And Burton now with 10, 34-30, and just like that, a 4-point Jamestown lead. They once led by 11, full timeout called by Jay Thompson. We'll be back in 60 seconds here on Glory 97. The Jamestown timeout, and a blocking foul called on the pass into Warback as he ran into Ben Burton. That'll be Burton's second and Wellsville's fourth as a team. 34-30. Jamestown with a 4-point lead. They led by double digits at one point in this game, but Wellsville has been working its way back. Ben Wittenstein, Austin Ward with you. Higgins, right corner three. Missed it short. Rebound tracked down to the baseline by Shaw. A whistle and a foul. This one is going on Jamestown's Cole Higgins. 3:46 to play here in the third, 34-30. Jamestown lead, Wellsville ball as they move it left to right. Winner goes on to the state quarterfinals to play either Slater or Linn County. Up top is Shaw, left wing for Hunt, up top Ebers. Clayton Ebers with 12 points so far for Wellsville. Shaw straight away, pumps on the three, gives it over left wing for Canterbury. Swings a pass to Ebers, takes a step inside, fires a long two, missed it short, rebound tracked down by Burton. Offensive board, bounces it right block. Shaw, power dribble, goes up, and gets a layup. And we're down to a 2-point Jamestown lead. 3:15 to play in the third. Wellsville has worked its way back. Left wing Sorrells up top for Higgins. Swings it right corner, Jones up top, Warback. Warback on the drive right side. He gets hit and fouled on the drive. This will be called on Ben Burton. That's his third personal and team's fifth. And this could be an issue for Wellsville in foul trouble. Only three players on that bench. And certainly none as good of a contributor right now as Ben Burton has been. Baseline inbound, Jamestown gets it out for Tristan Jones straight away. Swings it into the left corner. Sorrells open for three. Bouncing on the rim and bouncing in. Took a shooter's roll. Sorrells now with nine. Makes it 37-32. Jamestown by five. On the other end, foul line jumper by Burton. No, but he was hacked. And he'll be going to the free throw line. This one called on Tristan Jones, his first, team's third.
Yeah, I think the impressive part of this comeback for Wellsville is they haven't really done it from the perimeter. They're not afraid to attack the basket despite being at a clear size disadvantage. The majority of their points have come from inside and in the paint. And that's been the most impressive part of this to me for Wellsville.
Burton sinks his first. And sinks his second. 37-34, back to a 3-point Jamestown lead after the Wellsville free throws. 2:40 to play here in the third quarter. Jamestown with it right to left. Clark Warback, leading scorer for Jamestown, swings it left wing for Sorrells. Finds it, cutting Higgins up top, back to Warback in the right wing. Sorrells now left wing, lobs it, Snyder, right block, has the spacing, and has an easy layup. They finally go back to Christian Snyder. He's got 14, and it's 39-34. Jamestown back by five. Burton a floater, blocked by Snyder. Burton gets it back, saves it from going out of bounds, right into the hands of Ebers, and on the drive, Ebers is bumped and fouled by Sorrells. That'll be the third personal on Matt Sorrells, and fourth team foul on Jamestown. So a baseline inbound for Wellsville. It'll be Burton the inbounder. 2:15 to play in the third. Burton looking left of his own basket. Into the corner, Ebers. Ebers will slow it down with a left-hand belt-high dribble. Kicks it out, Canterbury. Now back to Ebers. Finds A cutting Hunt, Fallaway jumper, missed it as he goes to the ground. Offensive rebound, Shaw saves it to Burton. Left side, Burton kicks it to the corner for Hunt. Open for three, he takes it, and it's off the rim. No, rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Snyder for Jamestown, so Wellsville gets a second chance.
How about this effort from Wellsville? They get blocked, but they get their own rebound. They draw a foul. They miss another shot. They still attack the offensive boards. Goes out of bounds. They keep it. I mean, it's a really impressive showing from Wellsville out of this half.
Burton, right of the lane, goes up. High-arcing rebound. High-arcing shot is missed in the rebound. Roarback, right side to the basket through traffic. And he soars for the basket. Clark Roarback now with 13, 41-34 with a minute 35 to play in the third. Just like that, Jamestown has been so good. When they hit back. Left baseline jumper blocked. But Dennis Hunt now going to the free throw line after a foul by Cole Higgins. That'll be Higgins' second, team's fifth. Both teams now with five team fouls. And Tristan and Dennis Hunt to the line. First free throw is good. Hunt now with nine. He's a 65% free throw shooter, one of the team's best. Team as a whole shoots 62%, a pretty good shooting team from the foul line as Hunt hits his second. 41-36, 5-point Jamestown lead. It's Jamestown ball going right to left. Jones trots across midcourt, pass to Travis Barber. The freshman swings it right wing for Higgins. Higgins up top for Roarback in the lane. Floater up too hard. Rebound tipped in into the hands of Ebers. Out to Canterbury, swings it into the corner for Hunt, back to Canterbury left wing, mishandles the pass and gets it right back. Now to Ebers, he'll hand it off for Burton. Up top, Shaw. Wellsville being very patient here with 60 seconds to play. On the backdoor cut is Hunt, and he can't handle the pass. It was low and goes out of bounds back to Jamestown.
That was a really pretty backdoor cut, too. Just a little bit low of a pass. He couldn't corral it in, but a good effort.
So 50 seconds to play. Jamestown with the ball up 41-36. Up top is Higgins as he holds on to the ball. Left of the lane, pass goes Barber. Takes one dribble, goes to the basket. A floater miss. Snyder offensive rebound and put back good. Christian Snyder has been cleaning up the glass. He's got 16. It's 43-36. On the drive, Canterbury pumps, goes up. Layup good off the window. No pressure there on the defensive side for Jamestown. And Wellsville still sticking around. 43-38 as we approach 20 seconds to play in the third. Jones across midcourt with a right-hand dribble. Leaves it off for Barber, top of the key. Swings it to Higgins on the right wing. Man-to-man defense, Wellsville. Left wing for Barber with nine. With eight, skip pass right wing Higgins. With five, now to Roarback with three. Roarback gives it off to Higgins. Straightaway three at the buzzer. Off short. And that'll do it for quarter number three. 43-38. Jamestown with the 5-point lead as we go into the fourth. You're on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com. Starting the fourth quarter of the state sectionals between Jamestown and Wellsville. It's the Jamestown 43-38 lead. You're on Glory 97. Ben Wittenstein with you and Austin Ward next to me. Appreciate you tuning in to some fun state sectionals basketball here on a Tuesday night. Jamestown starts the quarter with the ball as they move it right to left. They've really held on to the lead for the most part of this game, up with double digits at one point, but Wellsville has worked it all the way back down to a 5-point deficit. Into the corner, Sorrells, three, missed it long. Roarback the rebound, offensive board, and on the strip attempt by Ebers, a foul called. That'll be the sixth team foul on Wellsville and the third on Clayton Ebers. He's got 12 points. One of the team leaders in points scoring tonight. He has to be careful here. A baseline inbounds coming for Jamestown. Sorrells the inbound. He finds Roarback. Swings it to the right wing for Jones. Now to Barber in the corner. Back up top, Sorrells. Finds Roarback, the junior, with 13 points. This is his 10th double-digit game in 11 games. He has been hot for Jamestown here in the district stretch, now in the sectionals. Left wing three, Jones. Missed short. Rebound fought over into the hands of Dennis Hunt for Wellsville. Out to Burton across midcourt. Burton right of the lane. Stops and pops from 10. Missed it short. Rebound tipped around. It's loose. Picked up by Jamestown. Roarback on the rebound. He likes to hustle. Wheels to the basket. Layup. No. Blocked from behind, but a foul. And we'll be seeing free throws by Clark Roarback. He shoots 50% from the foul line this season. as that foul was called on Dennis Hunt. That's his fourth. And one of the point guards for this Wellsville team needs to be careful. 10 points so far tonight. And one more and he's gone. And there's still 7 minutes remaining here in the final quarter.
It's going to be really tough for this Wellsville team to come out with this one, especially if Dennis Hunt either fouls out or can't put in quality minutes.
Warback hits his first. Checking in is Isaac Seba, and he'll get Dennis Hunt. This is a Wellsville team that lost three of its last four games of the regular season, and in district play they won three in a row to win the district title. It's first since 2016, and now in the state sectionals, a pretty tremendous run by a team that's under 500 at 12-13 in the state sectionals. Warback hits them both. He's got 15, and he makes it a 45-38 Jamestown lead. 7 minutes to play in the game. Wellsville with it left to right. Right to the lane, Ebers. Now back to the basket. Kicks it out left wing for Seabaugh. He'll attack. Spin. Puts it up with the right hand. Off to the right. Rebound. Sorrels for Jamestown. Hands it off to Tristan Jones. The sophomore will bring it across midcourt with the left-hand dribble. Chest pass to the right wing for Higgins. Up top, Sorrels. Facing a 2-3 Wellsville zone to Higgins. Right corner. Open for three. Bouncing on the rim and out. And the rebound goes to Wellsville. Outletting it out to Ebers up the right side. He has speed. Sidesteps to the basket. Blocked away by Snyder. What a block. He's been doing that all night tonight. And the ball back to Jamestown with 6:15 to play. They have the 45-38 lead. Inside Snyder muscling to the basket. An easy layup for the junior. 18 for him, and it's 47-38. With 6:05 to play, a timeout called by Wellsville. What a change in pace and momentum. Back to Jamestown. We'll take a 60-second break with him and be back with more here from the state sectionals from Sturgeon High School on Glory and CentralMoInfo.com. Out of the timeout, Jamestown on a run. 47-38. They have the 9-point lead. It's a 4-0 run by the Eagles. A small one as a three from Seabaugh knocks it down from the right wing. And it's 47-41, back to a 6-point Jamestown lead with 5:50 to play.
That's a huge make and one at this stage of the game they probably needed.
Ball tipped out of bounds by Burton, and it will remain with Jamestown. Ben Wittenstein with you, and Austin Ward next to me here in the state sectionals. Jamestown and Wellsville, both 3 seeds in their district tournament, winning the district titles. And now here in the state sectionals, 5:40 to play. Jamestown 47, Wellsville 41. Right to left go the Eagles. On the right wing is Higgins. Up top, Sorrels. He's been hitting the three from deep tonight. Fires a quick pass left corner, Jones. He'll drive it in. Floater with the right hand, long. Missed it for the rebound. Higgins put back, no, but he's fouled on the head. And he's going to the free throw line for 2 shots. Higgins is someone who they like to get some shots on the outside. He's really not that much of a three-point shooter. 23% from downtown. But in his last 5 games, he's averaging 3.5 made three-pointers a game as he makes his first. And believe it or not, that's his first point of the night as Adam Shaw checks back in for the freshman Keaton Mays. 48-41, Jamestown the 7-point lead. Second free throw by Higgins, in and out. No rebound, tracked down underneath by Dennis Hunt. Here comes Wellsville, left to right, Ebers, right of the lane, behind the back dribble, top steps, left side, layup up high off the window, and it drops. Ebers is slippery, and he gets to the basket to make Wellsville back down by 5. Lob pass across the timeline, Higgins, quick pass, Snyder, left block under the basket, spins away from a defender, layup short, gets his own rebound, put back, no, but a foul. And that has been the story of Christian Snyder all night, Austin. He has just been able to really do whatever he wants down low.
And with his size, it's almost unfair, honestly. I mean, there's really, it's not a lie when you say there's nothing that Wellsville could do. Just his size creates such a problem. He's, like I said earlier, he's 5 inches taller than nearly the entire team.
First free throw is missed off to the right. He's got already 18 points tonight as Keaton Mays checks back in, and he is the leading rebounder for Wellsville, so maybe someone to combat Christian Snyder on the boards.
I mean, when you can post up behind a defender and then get it right under the basket, I mean, what can you do at that point?
Snyder misses his second, 0 for 2, and the rebound into the hands of Burton. left to the lane. He goes for Wellsville. Loses the dribble. Trying to find a teammate. Now throws it away. Jamestown on the steal. That's something Wellsville cannot afford. Down five with 4:45 to play in the game. Sorrells, Higgins right wing. Into the post for Snyder. Back to the basket. Stripped loose, but into the hands of Warback. He goes with the floater. Missed it long. And a rebound Wellsville. They can cut it down to two with a three-point shot here. Ebers on the drive. Gets bumped in the lane. Puts the shot up and in. But the officials are calling the shot off. It'll be on the ground. The foul will be called on Matt Sorrells. That'll be his fourth and team sixth. And the baseline inbound coming for Wellsville. Left of their own basket is Burton. Bouncing it left block for Ebers. He goes up and gets a layup through traffic. Ebers with 16. And an over and back call on the baseline by Jamestown. They turn it back over to Wellsville. The inbounder stepped inbounds before he got the pass off, so Wellsville will get the ball back. Down three with 4:27 to play in the game. Oh my goodness, what a turn. We'll take a 30-second break on the timeout and be back with more here on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com. I want to thank a couple of our sponsors for making this broadcast possible. George Schaefer Trucking of Martinsburg, Sheraton Valley keeping you connected, and Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia. Back here at Sturgeon High School, 48-45 is Jamestown's lead. Make that 48-47 is a nice inbound find as Mays, an easy layup for the Tigers. And Jamestown lead is only down to one now with 4:15 to play in the game. Jamestown moving it right to left. Up top is Warback. Finds a cutting Snyder. Left side blocked from behind. Ebers on the stuff. Here comes the sophomore. And Wellsville can take its first lead since the beginning of this game when they went up 2-0. Left wing is Burton. Up top, Seabaugh fires a three. Knocks it down. And Wellsville has the lead with 3:50 to play. 50-48. Right side is Warback, and a timeout called by Jamestown as Warback was trapped in the backcourt. He tried to give his team an out, and he did with 3:43 to play, 50-48, Wellsville by two. We'll keep it here. Oh my goodness, Austin.
It was a complete 180 for this Wellsville confidence, not only to block Snyder like they did on the other side, but to come back, hit a three-pointer, top of the key, to give you your first lead since the beginning of the game. That's a huge, huge, huge shift of momentum for this Wellsville team.
And that was hit by Isaac Seabaugh. He is their best three-point shooter at 43% from downtown this season. He's now got 6 points, both on three-point shots. He has come off the bench as a freshman for this Wellsville team and has been phenomenal tonight. Want to thank a couple more of our sponsors, Moberly Area Community College, Samaritan Hospital of Macon, and Seidenstrickers, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. The Wellsville fans stand on their feet, all decked out in yellow and black, as they have watched this Tigers team come back from a double-digit deficit. At one point down 11, they now lead by two with 3:43 to play. Jamestown has the ball as they move it right to left. Across the timeline to Tristan Jones, to Sorrells in the corner. Back to Jones up top, and he'll reset the offense. Higgins now has it up top. Left wing Sorrells. They're trying to look inside to Snyder, but he doesn't have the positioning right now. Jones left wing, back up top. Higgins swings it right for Warback. The captain for Jamestown drives on the right side. Floater from the baseline, knocks it in. And we're tied at 50. 3:10 to play here in the fourth. Wellsville with it left to right. Ebers, dribble handoff goes to Seabaugh. Now moves around the arc to the left wing for Hunt. Back up top for Burton. Off screen right. Hands off to Ebers on the wing. Now ball to Seabaugh on the left wing. Back up top Hunt. He'll attack the basket. Hop steps right side. Layup off the window and in. Nice move by the junior Dennis Hunt to put Wellsville up 52-50 with 2:45 to play.
These are just incredibly tough shots that Wellsville's putting up. And heavy traffic, just amazing, honestly.
Warback splits a double team to the basket. No, as he lost control. And Wellsville the rebound. They can go up two possessions for the first time all night. Burton in the lane, kicks it to Seabaugh. Pumps, attacks, left baseline, a whistle. And a push foul going against Jamestown, and it'll be a 1-1 upcoming for Wellsville. And this foul called on Max Sorrells. That is his fifth, and he is out. One of Jamestown's best three-point shooters and was recently named an honorable mention for their all-conference team in the CCAA is now on the bench with five, and that's the team's seventh. So Isaac Seabaugh, 1-1. He's a 50% free throw shooter, and he hits his first. And it puts Wellsville up 53-50 with 2:26 to play. Austin, this comeback has been led by a freshman, and he looks stoic at the line.
It's just an incredible performance, and again, these free throws are huge, but as he missed the second, but they've been doing relatively well from the charity stripe today, and it's just been a massive comeback and would be an incredible win if they can close it out.
53-50, Jamestown down three. It's ball. They almost throw it away as Barber saves it at the midcourt line. He's holding it by the timeline, a 2-3 Wellsville zone. We're now at 2:05 to play in the game. 53-50, Wellsville lead. Jamestown's Christian Jones has it up top, swings it to Higgins. Now inside Snyder, double team, goes up, an easy layup. Christian Snyder, you'd have to imagine they're going to do that for the rest of this game. Now 53-52, Wellsville by one. It's the Tigers' ball left to right, into the corner for Burton. Dribbles it back up with the right hand. He'll reset the offense. Hands it off, fake handoff to Evers. Now he'll give it off. Up top for Mays, bouncing it right wing for Hunt. Up top, Seabaugh. Seabaugh with 6 points. He's hot from downtown. Hands it off to Ben Burton. I think Wellsville at this point now trying to waste as much clock as they can with a minute 25 to play in the game. And they're hanging on to the 53-52 lead.
Yeah, there's no need to rush here. Make sure you get a quality shot in this situation.
Here's Burton dancing through the defense. Hands it off back up top to Evers. We'll leave it off for Burton by the timeline. Swings the right wing for Hunt. Tight pressure defense now for Jamestown with a minute 5 remaining. And almost poking it away is Warback, but a foul called. And Warback really upset initially at that call. The official almost calling him for a technical, but Warback apologizing, saying it was an emotional reaction. The official accepts it. And now to the free throw line is Clayton Evers for a 1-1. That's the third personal on Clark Warback. Free throw by Evers, missed short, and he crossed the free throw line prematurely before it hit the rim, trying to rebound it because he knew it was short. And so Jamestown the ball back. A minute 4 remaining here in the game, 53-52, Wellsville the lead, Jamestown the ball. Trip to the state quarterfinals on the line. Wellsville trying to get to the state quarterfinals for the first time in more than a decade. And Jamestown, as they have it in the left corner for Jones, we'll get to that in a second. 48 seconds, Jones jab steps, hands it off to Rohrbach, and Rohrbach is bumped and fouled by Seabaugh. And he'll go to the free throw line for two shots now because that's the 10th team foul on Wellsville. So two free throws upcoming with Jamestown down 53-52. And the Eagles also trying to make its first state quarterfinal in more than a decade. A whistle. And the officials want to clarify two shots.
Yeah, it looked like the official initially ruled it was a 1-1.
So Rohrbach sets up for his first. High arcing free throw off to the left.
We've seen this before, haven't we, Ben?
We have. We saw this on Saturday. Free throws cause the downfall. As Rohrbach sets up for his second high arcing shot, he hits it. And we're tied at 53 with 45 seconds left in the game here in the state sectionals. Burton across the timeline. One timeout left for each team and each team in the bonus. So foul means free throws. High up top is Hunt by the timeline. Hands it off to Burton. Wellsville trying to hold for the last shot with 25. Burton curls in right of the lane. Back to the basket. Hands it off. Seabaugh to the basket. A foul! And this might be called on Snyder. No, they're going to give it to Rohrbach. There was three defenders holding their hands up underneath the basket. And Seabaugh just leaned into the shot and got the foul called. So the freshman at the line with 22 seconds left to break a 53-53 tie.
Watch that one too, because with the possibility that we could go to overtime.
He hits the first.
That's Rohrbach's fourth.
ninth team foul on Jamestown as well. It was a 1-1, so Seabaugh gets it back for a second. 54-53, Wellsville by one. Second free throw up and in. Seabaugh hits them both. And a timeout called by Wellsville's Steve Lastman. 55-53, 22 seconds remain here in the state sectional game. We'll take a 30-second break and be back with the finale coming up here on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com. Back here at Sturgeon High School, 55-53. Wellsville leads Jamestown here in the state sectionals. 22 seconds remain in the game. And a trip to play either Slater or Linn County in the state quarterfinals are on the line. Appreciate you joining us here on a Tuesday night on regional radio. Ben Wittenstein with you. Austin Ward next to me. It'll be Jamestown ball out of the timeout. Wellsville was the one that called the timeout, so they are out of timeouts. Jamestown still has one timeout left, and both teams in the bonus. So a foul means free throws. Inbound to Jones, up the right side of the court, crosses midcourt with 18 seconds. Up top, Higgins, back to Jones on the right wing. Skips the pass, left wing, Higgins. He'll trigger a three with 12 seconds, missed it short. Rebound goes to Warbeck, put back, yes, to tie it up with eight. Clock can't stop, here's Evers with five. With four, with three at the free throw line, pumps, goes up for the win, gets it! And Clayton Evers sends his team to the state quarterfinals! He is mobbed at his bench by his team, 57-55. Wellsville will walk out with the win! Jamestown is stunned right now! Evers leaned into a shot at the top of the key after a pump fake, and he gets the win, sending Wellsville to its first state quarterfinal game in more than a decade.
What a shot. What a comeback after giving up the tying bucket with 8 seconds left and to come all the way back down the court, nearly coast to coast, jump shot from the elbow. Holy cow.
My goodness. Evers goes to congratulate Rohrbach. A nice show of sportsmanship. A hug from him. But my goodness. A game-winning shot by Clayton Evers to send his team to the state quarterfinals. It doesn't get any better than this in postseason play. We're going to take a break and be back with more coming up here on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com. Welcome back to Sturgeon High School. Finally catching our breaths here, Ben Wittenstein, Austin Ward. A game-winning jumper from Clayton Evers sends Wellsville to the state quarterfinals as they beat Jamestown 57-55. And what a shot. Jamestown tied it up on a missed jumper by Higgins. He missed a three. Snyder grabbed the rebound, or Rohrbach, excuse me, grabbed the rebound, and he put it back. So he'll finish with 20 points. And on the inbound, Wellsville didn't have any timeouts. Inbounded to Evers, took the length of the court, pulled up from just inside the arc, and hit the game-winning jumper at the buzzer, Austin. What a shot.
Incredible shot. Incredible comeback. And you could tell almost that entire second half that it just looked like Wellsville wanted it a little bit more. They kept at it and they kept after it. They were aggressive. They weren't afraid to attack the paint despite a clear size disadvantage. They really wanted this one. And, you know, how about this? Wellsville comes into the sectionals. They don't even have a winning record. Now they're headed to the state quarterfinals. Just there's no quit in this Wellsville team. And an incredibly impressive performance and a heck of a shot to end things for Clayton Evers.
Evers will finish with 18 points, and he led the charge for Wellsville as he led his team in scoring. But Wellsville was a team that was down by 11 at halftime. They were down at the end of the third quarter by 5, and they come back and they win on a buzzer beater. They outscored Jamestown. They scored 19 in that fourth quarter to Jamestown's 12. So they outscored them by 7 after being down by 5 heading in to the fourth quarter. So Wellsville will now go to the state quarterfinals for the first time in more than a decade. And just an incredible performance by this Tigers team. We're going to take one more break. We're going to try to get Steve Lastman, Wellsville head coach, up here and also go over some final stats as well as player of the game. All coming up next here on Glory 97. And we're back here at Sturgeon High School going over some final stats. I think a couple more of our sponsors. Prairie View MFA Agri-Service of Ladonia, Martinsburg, Mexico, Montgomery City, and Vandalia. Midmo Truck and Trailer Parts of Mexico. Wellsville, Middletown, R1 of Wellsville. Aaron Steel and Welding Supplies Incorporated of Columbia. George Schaefer Trucking of Martinsburg. Sheraton Valley keeping you connected. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia. And Moberly Area Community College. Final stats on the Jamestown side after Wellsville wins 57-55. Clark Rohrbach with 20 points. Christian Snyder with 20 of his own as well. Max Sorrells finished with 9. Cole Higgins with 1. Tristan Jones with 3. And Travis Barber with 2. On Wellsville's side, Clayton Ebers, 18 to lead his team, including the game-winning shot. Dennis Hunt with 12. Isaac Seabaugh with 9. Ben Burton with 12. Mitch Canterbury with 2. And Adam Shaw with 2 of his own. Those are your final stats. We want to name a player of the game. And that should be pretty obvious at this point who it is. Clayton Ebers is our outstanding player of the game. Brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Jeff Freeman Agency in Moberly. For all your insurance needs, auto, home, and life. We'll take a quick break once again here from Sturgeon High School and be back with final thoughts from Austin. Try to get Steve Lastman up here as well. And also look forward to the game coming up. Community Pilot Grove, all next. And we are back here from Sturgeon High School now talking with Jamestown head coach Jay Thompson. And, Coach, it's a tough way to lose a game on a buzzer beater. What did you see from your team on kind of those final couple plays where you tied it up and then they took it down the court?
Well, I was just proud of the way we fought back. You know, they took the momentum there about 4 or 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter, and they didn't let go. They hit a lot of shots, made a lot of tough plays, finished over Snyder quite a bit. But, you know, we were down 4 or 2 minutes left, and I was glad we found a way to get a bucket, you know, against that junk defense. They fought hard all night long, and I couldn't be prouder of them.
You had Christian Snyder with 20, according to our count. Rohrbach had 20 as well. Well, what did those two bring tonight, kind of your 1-2 punch?
Well, you know, they're not only are they, you know, our hot leading scorers on the team, but they're our leaders on the floor. I thought they did a very good job keeping those sophomores balance all night, keeping them composed. You know, we got off to a hot start, and I think that's all leads comes from them. Their leadership on the floor, and I think that's where they've grown the most this year.
Down the line, you guys held a 5-point lead at the end of the third. They started coming back in the fourth. What was your message to the team? You called a couple timeouts there in the fourth as well. What were you telling them throughout that quarter?
Well, it didn't matter what we were doing offensively, as we weren't getting stops defensively like we were in the first half. We were letting them get in the middle and get too close to the basket. We were getting backed up on our feet, not in front of our toes. But I was worried about the defensive end, and, you know, you can't – Cole Higgins and Mac struggled from the three-point line tonight. I think that would change the perception of the game, but defense wins basketball games.
It's a team that won its second straight district title. You have a lot of young players on this team, plenty of freshmen, Snyder and Rohrbach, both juniors. How excited are you for next year as well when everyone's a year older?
Oh, I'm so pumped. I'm ready right now. I told those guys this is the one time probably in my life I'll be able to talk to them about the future in the locker room at the end of the season and not offend anybody. You know, use the feeling that they're feeling now and build on it. You know, the summer in the weight room, every time you pump iron, just think about that feeling.
Head coach Jay Thompson, Jamestown Eagles, thanks for coming up here, Coach, and we appreciate it.
Thank you.
We'll be back with final thoughts next.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
Welcome back out to Sturgeon High School, wrapping things up from this first game. What can you say? That's exactly what state sectional basketball should be like. Wellsville, a buzzer beater from the elbow by Clayton Ebers. A heck of a shot. And they're not a flashy team. They don't have the greatest record. They're certainly going to be at a size disadvantage. But this Wellsville team has a ton of fight. And that was shown very visibly tonight for Jamestown. Of course, they're not in our listening area, so we don't cover them aside from the playoffs. But they're not going anywhere next year. Not a single senior on the team. Only three juniors. Jamestown is going to be a pretty good team come next year and on to the future. And you heard Jay Thompson postgame just mention that now they've got this feeling on them. They know what this feels like. Might be a little worse based on how they lost this one. But now they know what defeat feels like here on this stage. And they'll for sure most likely be back near here, perhaps another district championship for them next year. A really fun one to kick things off, and we may have a fun one to follow up. We've got a CAC matchup in the state sectionals between the Community Lady Trojans and the Pilot Grove Lady Tigers. I talked pregame with Community Lady Trojans coach Bob Curtis about what to expect, as there are no secrets for either of these teams as they are conference opponents. And Community 2 wins over Pilot Grove this season. They'll look to get their third tonight, but as you'll hear Bob Curtis mention, it's going to be a lot easier said than done. We'll hear from Bob Curtis next in 2 minutes on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com.